I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, there's a body in West Virginia of people who are designated to equally weigh the suggestions of the DNR staff and the desires of West Virginia sportsmen. When we return, I'll tell you a little more about the state's Natural Resources Commission. The Natural Resources Commission is a body which by law is required to listen to the desires of sportsmen and women in West Virginia and to weigh those against recommendations of the DNR staff. Paul Johansson is the DNR's Wildlife Section Chief.
Establishment of the Natural Resources Commission is found in the West Virginia Code. It's a commission that is comprised of seven members that are appointed by the governor, and with the advice and consent of the Senate, they are approved, and they serve seven-year terms.
And Johansson explains the commission is charged with an enormous responsibility and what can be at times a difficult balancing act.
They are an incredibly important part of what we do here in Division of Natural Resources in terms of, again, providing advice to our agency and to the director, as well as formally setting seasons, bag limits, and other rules and regulations associated with hunting, trapping, and fishing in here in West Virginia.
And despite their responsibility, the commission's power is limited. They only have purview over certain regulations. Larger issues are still left to the legislature.
Two primary types of rules. One is the rules that are set, we call them exempt rules. They're rules that don't necessarily have to go through the legislature. Those rules here within DNR focus in on seasons and bag limits and those sorts of things, call those exempt rules. And then we have another set of rules or regulations that are legislatively approved. So things like methods of take or restrictions on use of wildlife management areas, for instance, those all have to go through a legislative review process, and they are bundled and approved by the legislature.
The commission was formed to be an advocate for sportsmen and women in the state.
I like to think of the commission as sort of the ear of the sportsmen. They put their ear to the ground. They listen to what's going on out in their local areas. They have a very good sense of what's happening in the local community, what's happening statewide. They are, provide a great sounding board for sportsmen and women, so that those commissioners are very approachable. They welcome input from our hunters and our anglers.
Know your commissioners and communicate with them regularly. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.